This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then coming up, some what appears to be positive news about the Gary Johnson campaign. We're going to let Daryl W. Perry weigh in after he went to the Libertarian Party National Convention this weekend. It's his first night on the air back with us here on Free Talk Live. Since then, let's go first, though, to the phones and to the fun. We got John. He's in California listening to KSDL. Hey, John.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was intrigued by your statements about that false flag coming from the country of Israel to, you know, try to stir up.
I don't know if you are listening to the show that you're calling, but we'll be happy to talk about whatever the claimed false flag is.
We do like a good false flag.
Yeah,
bring it on.
Why don't you tell us what you're referring to? Because we don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I don't know whether everybody's in lockstep on this as, you know, part of the libertarian philosophy, but it came across on the radio, and I haven't heard this on any other station. They were host was of the belief that a false flag was going to be committed against the United States in an effort to get us to invade Iran as, you know, a continuation of the Iraq.
Which host of what? Because we
think he knows.
During
it wasn't
this show, not,
it's fine.
It wasn't
it's
mentioned either
it doesn't
Iraq
matter.
Or Israel.
Yeah, it wasn't this show. It doesn't matter which host or where it was. We're just going to talk about the issue. So, as far as a false flag, what's this? Is there any reason for this? Is it just the host has this belief that that's going to happen?
Are they clear on what kind of false flag we're talking about?
Well, they mentioned nuclear, you know, like suitcase nuke or something on that order.
Just to be clear, I don't know if so. You were on hold for this show. You heard some other show on KSCL. It's likely that the other show that you were listening to has the same call-in line. So just to kind of explain what happened here, our network that we have, the Genesis Communications Network, produces multiple shows out of the same studio. And they have,
even though our
call-in number is 855-450-FREE, that actually forwards to an actual different number. And so a different show in the same studio might be giving out a different number, but it will all ring into the same studio. So
this is Libertarian Party. Are you connected with the Libertarian?
So the person who is on the show that you heard talking about the false flag claimed to be with the Libertarian Party?
Well, I mean, I'm getting it all across 1230. I was surprised to hear it. I've never heard it, anything like that on any of the other, you know, stations.
Yeah. I don't know. Does anybody here believe there's going to be a false flag to get Iran into a war with the
United States? Sounds like something that Alex Jones might say.
I thought it had,
but he's not a libertarian.
I don't think it was Alex Jones, though.
I thought it was going to be something to do with the zoo incident in Cleveland.
No, that's a horse of a different color. I don't know.
I mean, there certainly are people who are libertarians who believe that the government is creating and manufacturing incidents to justify going to war. Whether or not you believe in false flags doesn't really have any factor on whether you're a libertarian or not. You can be a libertarian and not believe in a false flag, or you can believe in some of them, or, you know, because there have been false flags. I mean, certainly in the past, there have been examples of this. I believe the Gulf of Tonkin is a classic example of it. Some even say that the firing on the fort on Fort Sumter was actually a false flag as well. That these are things that were manufactured crises in order to goad the country into a war state. So I think it's something people have to be aware of, that this is something the government has done in the past, and they very well could do it again. John, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and this is Free Talk Live. Let's go to David. He's on the line in Keene, New Hampshire, via Skype. Hey, David.
Good evening, gents.
Hey there.
There's, like, elections coming in New Hampshire. I don't know anybody can register. I was thinking, I don't know. I changed to being a Republican. That was pretty easy. But executive counselor, state senate, U.S. senate.
It's all up in New Hampshire. Every single state electable office is up every 2 years. For people that don't know, New Hampshire's basically nonstop political season.
Yes.
You know, in some states it's every 4 years, but here it's every two, but also every other year, at least here in Keene, the municipal elections happen. So literally, 1 year to the next year, there's elections.
Where we live in Keene, we cannot go 7 months without election season?
That sounds right, because there's also the school board elections that happen every year in the springtime as well. So
this year in February, we had presidential primary.
Right.
Month later, we had school board election. September, we have the state primary. November, we have the state general. And then in March, we have the school board election again.
And then municipal in the
municipal
summertime.
In October.
October. So it's just nonstop. So, David, are you considering throwing in your hat into the state elections this year?
Well, I thought about it. I did change to being a Republican on the 31st, that was the last day you could do it, and I feel like a new man now.
We do have a vacant Senate seat here for State Senate.
That's
in
right.
This district.
Yeah, I suggested, we know David off the air, but I suggested to David that he run for that because there's nobody in, you know, from the Free State Project who's willing to do it. I tried to get Mark to do it. I tried to get some of the earlier movers, and nobody is willing to step up. Rich Paul was willing to do it, but he's still got a felony sitting that is probably not a completed sentence.
Yeah, it's not yet discharged.
So he can't likely run for that particular office. So, you know, definitely good luck, David, in the consideration. I know it's, you know, can be a hassle to run for office, but the way I do it is I don't put any real effort into it.
Are you running for something?
Say again? Yeah, go ahead.
Are you going to run? Governor's open, too.
Yeah, I actually filed this morning. I was the first person to file in Concord, New Hampshire for the Democratic seat for governor.
You're the second one on the list.
I would be shocked if anybody was in that.
But I don't know if it's in alphabetical order or if it's order of filing.
By filing. I was there at 8:02 this morning. And there was only one guy sitting in there. And according to them, I was the first gubernatorial candidate.
Okay. So it must be alphabetical.
Well, I have two I was thinking about, but I don't really know what they do. I have to do some investigating about that. And one is executive counselor and one is county officer, whichever. I'm
county commission.
Sure.
County commission.
Oh, county commission. Okay,
they're basically the legislative, they're the executive branch of the county governments. The state reps serve as the legislative.
They sort of do a double duty, right?
So the state reps are both a county something. They form the county delegation that determines how the counties run, and then the commissioners are the ones that carry it out. And the executive council is the other thing you had mentioned, where basically, because New Hampshire does not have a lieutenant governor, we have a five-headed lieutenant governor in the executive council.
Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Good luck. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And what he's referring to is the filing period for New Hampshire just opened today. It's a 10-day filing window, so folks are going to start throwing in there.
It's actually not even 10 days because we've got the weekend in the middle.
True. I don't know how many business days it is. It's less than
9.
Probably like 7 or something like that.
So today's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's 8 business days.
Okay. And so people can, we're going to start to see a lot of Liberty people, hopefully, filing in these races. Daryl, you had told me in the past, and I don't know if the number that you had known in the past has been updated, but you had told me that at one point, not too long ago, there was like 40-something percent of the state representative races, and there's 400 seats.
4 years ago, it was 40% that were unopposed in either their primary or the general.
So meaning that
last year, it was 25%.
Okay, that's exactly
25% of the state reps are unopposed.
Meaning one out of four seats, so 100 of the 400 seats, whoever it was that ran just walked right into the office. There was no opposition whatsoever. Had someone simply filed and done nothing, at the very least, they would have been some opposition and forced that person to campaign.
There were a dozen seats where no one filed during the filing period. The parties had to drag someone kicking and screaming to be the state rep candidate.
It's a huge opportunity for libertarians to come in here and to run and to win here in New Hampshire, because libertarians really have a tough time winning pretty much everywhere else. But here they're winning as Republicans and Democrats. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right. I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us right here, toll free. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Mark.
And Daryl.
And you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Also, you, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interaction should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learned don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the statist paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within, Freedom, by Adam Kokesh, will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. As we go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts, Cody is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to comment on my path to liberty for all those people out there who are trying to wake folks up and feeling frustrated. Back in 2007, I was a pretty raging statist, just a few years out of the Marine Corps, and I was listening to Bill O'Reilly's radio show, and somebody called in, and they mentioned LouRockwell.com, and Bill went on a small tirade about how they're just a bunch of America haters over there. But it piqued my interest, and I went and checked it out, and the first thing I clicked on was a video of Ron Paul speaking at the House of Representatives about the Iraq War, and I just did a total 180 after watching that.
Wow.
And there I found Scott Horton at antiwar.com, and then he interviewed you guys a couple of years later. That's how I found y'all, and now I'm a full-blown voluntarist. And so people don't get too frustrated. You never know when you might turn that person around, because I'm a totally different person than I used to.
So how long did it take you to go from total statist, total government, you know, guy to a voluntarist, someone who believes all human interaction should be consensual?
Well, we were really heavily invested in the 08 election cycle for him. A lot of miles walked, a lot of doors knocked on.
For Ron Paul?
Yes.
Okay.
2012, I was much more cynical. After that election, I skipped totally over libertarianism and went straight to, you know, I called myself an anarcho-capitalist back then, but I like voluntarists now, you know.
All right.
Plain old anarchist. So I guess, you know, sometime in 2012 I made that leap, but.
Cool. So 4 years, or 5 years, yeah. Not bad. Well, welcome aboard. We're glad you're out there. Go ahead.
I think a lot of that has to do with education. I didn't just go straight from being a Republican to an anarchist. It took a lot of reading and education on my own time, so. But the other reason I called tonight is I had a question about property rights. Now, I'm an avid disc golfer, and as is the case, I lost the disc several weeks ago. It's clearly marked with my name and phone number and a member-specific number. Somebody found it, and they went a few towns over, and they were trying to sell the disc. And a friend of mine happened to come across this guy, and he recognized my name and number and knew it was mine. But the man refused to give it to him. He made no attempt to contact me. So my question is, at what point did that disc no longer belong to me? Because I did lose it, but he made no attempt to contact me. And then when my friend said, hey, I know this guy, and I would like to get it back for him, and he refused, would he have been justified to say, you know, throat punch the guy and just take it for me?
All right, so I've got a few questions, and I have to know the answer to these questions in order to further answer your initial question. How long was it between when you lost the Frisbee disc and when your friend saw the Frisbee disc for sale?
About 3 weeks.
Okay, so that's a fairly short period of time. And the reason I ask is because there is what they call in common law the doctrine of abandoned property.
Okay.
And, you know, there are things codified in various statutes that explain exactly how long something has to be abandoned before it then becomes, you know, like, free for whomever to claim ownership of. And, yeah, 3 weeks, I don't think it is.
Andy's got
really
his name and
long.
Number on it, and I think that makes a real difference.
Right, it does. And if it would have been a year, then that's a lot different than 3 weeks.
sure.
You know, three weeks is different from like an hour or 5 minutes.
Right.
So I guess this is the difficulty here is I'd say that it was abandoned property. But I don't like saying that it was abandoned property.
With his name and contact information on it?
I hear you. The guy that found it.
If it was a sack of money with his name and contact information on it, could he reasonably expect to get it back?
But the guy that found it does not necessarily know how long that Frisbee disc was laying
there.
That's
true. Of course he doesn't. It could have been there for 5 minutes. It could have been there for
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. He just doesn't have any idea. I guess, to some extent, I believe that... He didn't.
He could have. Yeah,
he really should have. And I believe the right moral and just thing. It says much about his character, in my opinion.
Right.
But I guess I'm going to have to call it abandoned property simply because, to some extent, property is something you have control over. And you no longer had control over the disc.
By nature, this is something that you throw away. I mean, part of using the disc golf thing is you're throwing it away from you at all times, and then you have to retrieve it.
Right.
So by nature, you are, you know, throwing it away. So I guess you could argue that you threw it away and didn't retrieve it. Or why was it you never did pick this thing up? What happened there? I might have missed that detail.
It landed in a creek, which actually was more like a raging river at the time it went into it. And
so you think it just floated away and this guy found it?
Sure. It's a pretty common thing in the disc golf world for people to get into water hazards and retrieve these discs and then try to sell them. That's why he went to three towns over to a different.
Is it that great of a frisbee?
How much does it cost? I mean, yeah. When I think of a frisbee, I think that's, you know, $5. What does this thing cost? $50, $500?
Oh no, absolutely not. When I bought it brand new, it was probably $18.
What the hell would somebody try to sell this for?
Well, because you're going to get, you know, $5 or $6 out of it, and if all you had to do was fish it out of a creek, then, you know, it's $6.
There are people, Mark, that will go to golf courses and dive into the ponds and pull out the old golf balls and then sell them.
I gotcha. You know, to me, it would be such an opportunity to get back this item to somebody. Wow, somebody took the time to put their telephone number on an item. I have the opportunity to give it back to them. That would be a big deal to me and something I'd be willing to drive a certain distance to do. But
yes,
I guess the world...
offered a reward for it. You know, if you call me, you got it. I'm like, hey, man, I'll give you $5 for it. Thanks for getting it.
No doubt. You should buy this guy a cup of coffee. But instead, he wants to be a douche about it.
Well, he was certainly not cool by just taking it like that. But on the other hand, I think there is an argument that it is abandoned in that you knew where it was and you chose to not go into the creek to get it.
It's not that I chose not to. It would have been totally unsafe to do so.
I see.
One. Was it
unsafe for him to do so, or did the creek calm down, do you think, before he went in?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, it had calmed down at some point in time. I mean, it's normally an ankle-deep creek, but when I lost it in there, it was more like a 20-foot-wide raging muddy river.
Hazards of the game. I say finders keepers on this one. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, Cody. I mean, you're playing a game in the natural environment where things can happen. Like,
I say probably abandoned property, but it was kind of a D-bag move to not call the phone number.
No doubt about it. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us here also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. And so you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans like you to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled but aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still help. Liberty HealthShare allows you to control, manage, and direct your healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, which gives you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthCare, or rather HealthShare, empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call Liberty HealthShare at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. As we go to the phones and to the fun, we got John. He's calling from Carson City, Nevada on Skype. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Hi. I'm calling. Can you guys hear me?
Yep, loud and clear. Go for it.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was calling to congratulate Daryl on running the best presidential campaign in U.S. history.
Wow. Thank you, sir.
I'm very confident that had he won, Daryl would have been the greatest president in U.S. history. I knew this when I asked him a couple months ago on Facebook if, as president, would he issue pardons for all victimless crimes that the federal government had jurisdiction over? And Daryl said, like without batting an eye, yes, of course. Yeah. So that would have made him the best
day one.
How do you do that? Now, this is something that I've thought about a little bit because it's something I've said as in my candidacy for governor here in New Hampshire. Daryl, how do you go about doing that? Where, like, you know, how do you qualify what is a victimless crime? Because the federal government likely locks up a lot of people for a lot of different victimless crimes, and could you even know what they all are? Like, how would you figure it out as to whom to release? I mean, obviously you can say marijuana.
There's the very obvious ones.
Right.
Of drug possession.
Possession of, if it starts
attempted
with that.
To.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy to, unless there's an additional, you know, like if there's additional charge of conspiracy and murder, then, yeah. You know, like obviously that's not victimless.
Right. I would also say that attempted certainly isn't necessarily without a victim.
Right.
You know.
And then there are, you know, some forms of money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
That would be victimless, but if it's combined with embezzling, then there's definitely somebody was defrauded, so then there is a victim. But, you know, just look at the rap sheets, and as long as you can look at it and be like, yep, didn't harm anybody.
But that's a lot of work, right? I mean, how many thousands, if not tens of thousands of individuals?
I don't know, but you start by just saying everybody that is in only for this and this.
Yeah.
Out now and then go through, all right.
You could crowdsource it. You could say, right. Okay, well, we've done marijuana. We've done all the drugs as far as, you know, releasing people.
this would be Daryl Perry presidency, not John McAfee.
Right.
So we would not do all the drugs on day one.
And so then you could put it out to the crowd. You could say, well, what else are we missing? Submit it at whitehouse.gov or whatever, and then you could
kind of
go through
those. You also have to remember that the president has a team of staffers, and you can tell them, you know, like,
research
for these, and as long as there's nobody that was actually harmed or defrauded, and defraud is harm.
And then you could also take submissions from the prisoners themselves. Like, hey, did we forget you? Do we miss your crime or whatever? Give us a...
Let's be clear that there are some liars in prison. And
so we can check their conviction record.
Yeah, there would be a certain amount of delving through these things.
Yes.
Right. So, go ahead, John.
Well, you know, it's true that Daryl might not finish the list because as soon as he made the initial announcement, he would be impeached and it would probably take about a week for them to get rid of him. But it would still be the most glorious presidency in history.
You think so? You think that the Congress can actually get an impeachment together in the amount of time is as short as a week when, you know, normally they argue over things forever before doing anything?
I think they do it extremely fast because consider, here's one victimless crime. Not paying your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And that would strike right to the heart of the American government. And they'd say, oh, he's going to let tax evaders go? Well, then he has to be stopped immediately.
Interesting.
Well, and here's something that most people don't realize. Things don't happen in a vacuum. So if a libertarian winds up in the White House, you're going to have some libertarians in Congress as well. So they would be able to serve as some kind of a check on the tyrants with Team Red and Team Blue.
I think they'd get you out pretty quick, Daryl, but, you know.
Pretty quick? I don't think it would be a week.
Okay, maybe not a week.
Very good, John.
Well, congratulations, because you were the best.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for the kind words.
And John lives in Nevada, so I just want to encourage John that if you do decide to show up and vote, you do have none of these candidates officially on your ballot.
None of the above?
No, it's listed as none of these candidates.
Okay.
Because it might not be at the bottom of the list.
Got it.
So I want to hereby officially endorse none of these candidates in the Nevada presidential election.
So you're not endorsing Gary Johnson as the
Libertarian? I cannot.
Huh. What I have said is that I will say he is the least of the evils that are running in the major parties.
That seems clear.
That is, I wouldn't say that's an endorsement. That's just an observation of him.
I would have to compare Daryl Castle from the Constitution Party.
Is that their nominee? Did they meet up?
They nominated a couple months ago.
Okay.
So I would have to compare the two to see who's actually the least horrible. But I do know that Castle is kind of maybe a bit of a theocrat.
Typically, the Constitution Party guys tend to be that way.
So I would, you know, again, just have to compare.
They don't like gambling.
But again, right now, I'm throwing my support behind none of the above, none of these candidates.
Okay.
Vote for nobody.
When does the Green Party do its nomination?
August.
When does the Democratic Party do its nomination?
July.
When does the Republican?
July.
Okay. So we're going to know by August who all these people are, right?
Yes.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Story.
One last thing.
Yep. Jim Hedges, by the way, is the absolute worst of all of the candidates. Prohibition Party.
Oh, of course.
They want to ban everything fun.
How many people attended their convention this year? 10? 15?
I don't know.
It's really
they had 15 a couple years ago. And I offered $25 to either of the libertarians that showed up if they would crack open a beer during the convention.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't they have Steve Gordon from the Alabama Libertarian Party?
Steve Gordon and Richard Winger were both there.
They had them speak at the Prohibition Party. Remember, Mark, years ago we had this guy from the Prohibition Party. I don't know if he's still alive. He was pretty old when we had him on.
Was it Amundsen?
Amundsen.
No, Amundsen passed away a couple years ago.
That's what I thought. We had him on to talk about the Prohibition Party because it was just this ridiculous thing, this relic of the past. And these guys are totally serious. They want to bring back alcohol prohibition, but their national attendance at their convention is pretty pathetic. And they were so desperate for speakers, they had a libertarian come speak at a prohibitionist convention.
About ballot access.
Makes no sense, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Like, it made sense because of the topic they were speaking on.
Sure, sure.
But it was just very
But imagine the
ironic.
Libertarians having, you know, Karl Marx come talk about, you know, some topic that's not libertarianism at their convention.
Publishing a book.
So, there you go.
I got to... the Greens, how many states are they on in? I understand I'm taking...
We don't know yet, right?
Right, they're still petitioning, and as of right now, this very second, the libertarians are only guaranteed on the ballot in 32 states.
Yeah, they got to get cracking.
They're still petitioning to be done.
New Hampshire hasn't even begun yet, right, as far as the petition is concerned?
May have begun yesterday.
Yeah.
Could not start until after Sunday.
Right. So, and they're going to likely have to hire professional petitioners.
They will have to hire professional petitioners.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Does the Johnson-Weld ticket, the libertarian quotes around that party ticket, did they have more executive experience than Hillary Clinton? 855-450-FREE. And you can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Nubiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-981-5276. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Nubiotics away for free. 1-800-981-5276. That's 1-800-981-5276. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-981-5276.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Gary Johnson received the nomination from the Libertarian Party over the weekend, defeating our own Daryl W. Perry, who rejoins Free Talk Live here starting this evening. Welcome back, Daryl.
Thank you.
You had said you were a defeated man when we talked to you on Sunday night, and I suspect, I don't want to put words in your mouth, you'll correct me, I'm sure, if I'm wrong, but I
yes,
suspect
I will.
That has to do with the amount of effort and time that you had put into this, the belief that you had that you could have possibly won this. I remember you posted an update on Facebook, was pretty excited. You were getting feedback at the convention that made you feel like this could have been a possibility.
Right, and part of that was based on the straw poll that happened Thursday night before the convention officially began, mm-hmm. where I received either 22 or 23% of the vote. I heard both numbers. Gary Johnson received 35%.
Yep.
Austin Peterson got 24%.
Which could have meant that, it had the numbers stayed that way, that you might have ended up in a second round of voting, possibly, with the possibility of defeating Gary if someone else had dropped out.
Right. So based on the results of that straw poll that happened Thursday, Dr. Mark Allen Feldman, who called the show earlier, he had 4% in that straw poll. He would have been eliminated. And because he had stated numerous times before that I was his second choice, mm-hmm. I'm fairly confident he would have thrown his support behind me.
Yep.
I would have got the vast majority of the people that had been supporting him, which then would have moved me from roughly 22-23% to about 26 or 27%. John McAfee probably would have been the next to be removed on the second round of balloting.
Because he got like 13%.
He got 13%. So unless his,
you
went up
drastically. You did better than McAfee, who's like a billionaire.
In the straw poll on Thursday.
Right. That's what I mean.
And so, I was basing these numbers in my head on that.
But my speculation here, based on what you've told me, is that what happened was later the weekend on Saturday night, late Saturday night, a bunch of Republicans, like Mark, came in, and they then on Sunday registered or whatever and got into the process where they actually voted. So the vote
right,
for
they
president.
They showed up, they got credentialed, they voted for president, they voted for vice president,
and
then they left and did not vote for chair.
So these people weren't there for the straw poll. So it was more
correct.
Of the hardcore libertarian types, the ones who would stay for the whole convention,
yes.
who participated in that straw poll.
Yes.
And so basically the Republican infiltration came in. They were there's an argument that all of this is being done at the behest of the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are
they've
wealthy.
Already set up a couple of super PACs, and I heard they've thrown a couple million dollars at the super PACs already
to support the Johnson Weld
yes.
ticket. Yeah, so that's the theory.
Let me ask you this. Why has this ever happened before, something like this, where a bunch of Republicans swoop in? I mean, Johnson was nominated the last go-round, and Barr the go-round before that. Has this happened before? Why aren't the Libertarians ready for something like this?
I don't know if it's happened before because I've not been to any of the other presidential nominating conventions.
Okay. How are you supposed to get ready for this? I mean, you either have enough people there to win or not.
So, it's simple.
No,
you can't
vote. What you do is you need to have state parties set up rules like what Michigan and I believe Massachusetts and Virginia have, to where you have to have been a member of the state party at the close of, at minimum, at the close of the state convention, and your membership has to be current through at least the close of the national convention.
Okay.
So that way you can't come in 2 weeks prior, say, I'm a libertarian, right. Here's my money, I'm a delegate now.
Can't you just say that you need to have been a member of the national party for 2 years before you can run for an office?
There's no requirement that you have to be a member of the national party to be a delegate to the national convention. You can be a member of a state party.
Okay.
Interesting.
So Ian, who has rescinded his national membership, but is a member of the state affiliate.
Interesting.
Would be eligible to be a delegate to the national convention.
Yes, I would also be eligible to gouge my own eyes out with a piece of steel should I want to do that, which would be about as entertaining as going to one.
You
of
do
those.
Have this katana that is also a
letter opener
that you could use, but I don't recommend it because then you wouldn't be able to see the buttons
that'd
on the board.
Bad. I will, I've got to say, watching the convention on C-SPAN, I really kind of felt like, we missed out a little bit, Ian. I really do.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Boy, I'm glad I wasn't there.
Well, I felt like
we could sickened by all those
there
Republicans.
There were a lot of people asking me, where are Mark and Ian? Why is Free Talk Live not here? And I said, Free Talk Live is not a news of the day sort of show. They're an issues show.
Yeah.
That's why
we'd
they're
get
not
paid.
Here.
We'd want to get paid to be there.
Right. You guys go to conventions where you're paid by some kind of advertiser.
Like the Bitcoin convention.
Bitcoin. Right. Somebody is saying, we want Ian and Mark at our Bitcoin convention. Here's money. Come to our convention.
Yeah, the Libertarian Party has basically ignored this show ever since it existed. Back when we started doing Free Talk Live, and I was still excited about the Libertarian
yeah.
Party when we started doing Free Talk Live. So this was 2002 when we started. When we got syndicated in 2004, I contacted the Libertarian state parties and the national party to let them know, hey, guys, you might want to know.
Look, here's some special news for you. There's Libertarians on the radio.
A life member of your party is actually running a syndicated radio show. You know, maybe that's interesting to you. Maybe you'd want to mention it in your newsletter. Possibly. And they really didn't care. So, it's hard for me to really care.
Back
about
before
that.
They were electing people like Barr
yeah.
And Johnson.
Right.
So,
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to having the Libertarian Party hire Free Talk Live to come down and cover their event. But, you know, they had 1,000 people there. It wasn't like they had any trouble getting people to turn out for it. So it's not like the Porcupine Freedom Festival where they just want anyone to show up, right? Like, everyone at that convention was a delegate, weren't they? Or were there a small portion of them were just attending?
There were, I believe, a couple hundred people that were there just attending.
Huh.
Because they wanted to see what was going on. They wanted to watch the festivities and the activities.
Yeah, and I suspect
and
they're
then
not...
And then there were... I believe I heard several hundred press badges that had been given out as well.
You know, and if people think it's important for us to be there, I don't think it's important. But if our listeners were to say, we really want you at the Libertarian Party convention, y'all can pay us. We'll go down there and cover it. I got no problem with that.
And Mark would have spent the entire day at Comic-Con looking at all the pretty cosplay girls.
Would that have counted if y'all paid us to go down to the convention and we just decided to hang out at the Comic-Con instead and then do the show from the convention at
Speak
night?
Speak for yourself. Look, when I'm paid to do a convention, I work that thing like nobody's business. And you know as well as I do. They almost always have me MC a room because I work that thing like
a
prison warden.
Yeah, but you're not a libertarian, so they probably wouldn't.
Yeah, you know.
Just saying.
Apparently, they'll let Republicans posing as libertarians come in and vote. What do I? I'm just asking them to see a room.
And run for the presidential and vice presidential nomination and host the debate on C-SPAN.
Story from Vox.com. If you want to see an experienced candidate in the White House, you might have a chance to cast a vote in November for a ticket with a combined 4 terms of experience running governments. But if you care about these things, you might not be interested in voting for the Libertarian Party, the party running such a ticket, which, as a matter of principle, has the least faith in government at all. The Libertarian Party has selected Gary Johnson, its 2012 candidate, and a 2-term Republican governor of New Mexico, as its presidential nominee for 2016. Furthermore, his running mate is another former 2-term Republican governor, William Weld of Massachusetts. They're running against 2 of the least liked presidential candidates in recent history. In a morning consult poll released in late May, Johnson got 10% of the vote versus Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. That's an impressive haul and one that would qualify the Libertarian Party for federal election funding in 2020. But I'd like to point out that what was the kid who got, what was it, like Huge Johnson or something like that? What was the name on...
D's Nuts?
D's Nuts, that's what it was. Didn't D's Nuts pull at like 9 or 12% or something like
9%.
That?
9%.
So to say that Gary Johnson getting 10% against the other candidates
that's
is meaningful.
That's within the statistical margin of error.
Yeah, it's not meaningful at all.
If you said wet paperclip.
Yeah, basically anyone but Clinton and Trump would get that 10%.
Right, although I did see a poll that came out today by Public Policy Polling where they included both Johnson and Jill Stein, the presumptive nominee for the Green Party. Johnson was at 5%, Stein was at 2%, and then the undecided. So that then makes up basically the anybody but Trump or Clinton is going to be between 10-15%, and the more candidates you include in the poll, the less each of those not these people.
Which, of course, would mean that no third-party candidate will get the 15% required to get into the debates with the Republicans and Democrats. We'll keep you in the loop here. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Join us at 855-450-FREE.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.